All right, I am John Osier, and this is Ozone Live on Facebook. It's your weekly Jaguars social media festival, if you will. And we're joined today by Jaguars tight end Michael Rivera. But first, this is a social media environment, so over to Social Media Guy. Social Media Guy, how are you?
I'm doing well, John. How you doing?
And tell the fans how they can get involved.
If you guys want to ask Michael a question, you guys can go ahead and comment in the comment section.
So, again, easy as that. No fees, no
Everything is free here, John.
Well, it's a good world we live in.
That's right.
So, Michael, welcome, first of all.
Thank you.
And we were talking before we came on the air. Tell me about Jacksonville and tell me about your transition.
Jacksonville is a wonderful city. Absolutely love it. You know, growing up, coming from the West Coast in this free agency transition, I was so happy, you know, that the Jaguars wanted me to come and join the organization. And it's been such a pleasure to be with the team so far. And we're out here in OTAs, getting it rolling, sweating a little bit in the heat, and feeling good.
Now, it struck me, you commented on the weather.
Yeah.
You come from weather. You're born in L.A.
Yeah.
And lived in Oakland, but you like it here.
Yeah, I like it here. I like it here. A little more humid, but, you know, heat is heat, and I love football weather like that, so it's fun.
Now, I probably know the answer to this. In fact, I do know the answer. We already talked. Warriors or Cavs?
Man, I got to go with the Warriors, man.
Now, born in L.A., right?
Yeah.
So you've turned a little bit.
I went up the 5 freeway on a little bandwagon up there. I had to.
Now, do you see a lot of Warriors games? Have you followed them a lot?
Yeah. Being out there in Oakland, you know, I used to go to all the games out there in Oracle, and it's a fun environment.
Now, we've talked a little about the Jags. Your impressions so far, this is a new environment, but you're new in the environment. Tell me what you like about it, and tell me what your impressions are so far.
Yeah, you know, Coach Coughlin and Coach Marone, you know, they're running a tight ship here, and I really like that. And in order to change the culture, that's what you have to do. You have to change everything that happened before, and it has to be, you know, a new regime coming in, and that's what they've done. And, you know, guys are straightening up, and they understand what's to come, and that they're accepting the challenge, and so am I.
Now, you had played the Jaguars last year. Any impressions before you came here, and anything surprise you so far about what you've seen?
Well, you know, the Jaguars, they've always, you know, we spoke about this earlier, they've always been right there.
Right there.
And, you know, at this point, I think it's time. I think it's time. And me being a part of the organization, me seeing the changes, I'm really excited to see what's to come.
As is a social media environment, as we've emphasized so far. So over to Social Media Guy.
All right.
Thanks, John. All right, Michael, we got to get this one out of the way right now.
All right, let's do it.
Austin wants to know, have you ever thought about trying your hand at acting like your sister Naya?
Okay, Austin. No, man. You know, when I was little, I tried to do a little bit of acting, but all I wanted to do was have a ball in my hand. So I stuck with that, stuck with the football. And it worked out pretty well for me. So
now, for those who don't know, your sister Naya, actress on Glee, also a singer.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to think at some point you've done a little singing, no?
No, she tells me to shut up. I leave it to her.
All right. But and that's the thing. In Los Angeles, in California, was that a very known thing and something people approached you a lot about out there?
Yeah, well, you know, we our entire family worked really hard to get her where she is.
Right.
You know, a lot of auditions, a lot of traveling around L.A. And, you know, my family worked hard to get me where I'm at.
Right.
So we kind of stuck to our lane, and we just, you know, were really dedicated in what we did.
Talented family, too. Your mom, I believe, was a...
Yeah, she was a model.
Gotcha. So it's not surprising to you, or success expected, I guess.
Yeah, and you could say that, and you know, success doesn't come with hard work and dedication and a lot of sacrifices, and you know, that's what we've done, and we continue to do it. So I'm proud.
You're tired of the Naya questions, aren't you?
No, not at all. That you know, she's a part of my family. I love her. I was talking to her on the phone yesterday.
I got you.
Yeah, we're
and
really tight.
She's very supportive. She's come to a lot of your games, correct?
I mean,
big Michael fan, right?
Oh yeah, she's got her Jacksonville Jaguar gear ready, and she'll be out here.
All right, maybe they'll ship her some. Maybe like some comp. Back to social.
All right, Michael. Big Pete 777 wants to know, what do you think you can bring to our tight end group as far as catching and blocking?
Big Pete, I'm going to bring a lot of versatility, man. I'm going to bring you know, some real good receiving skills, as you've seen in the past with my career. And I'm also going to bring you know, hard nose, quick blocking techniques. And I've been working on both of those with the team. Coach Middleton, all the tight ends, they've helped me out so far, and I look forward to a great year.
One more social before we go back.
All right.
And Matthew wants to know, what tips, if any, has Mercedes given you since you've gotten to Jacksonville?
Yeah, Mercedes, man, we talk a lot. You know, he's an LA guy as well, mm-hmm. West Coast guy coming out here. And, you know, right when we met, we've meshed and gelled so far. And he's taught me a lot of those same receiving techniques and blocking techniques. And he's been doing it for a long time. And it's no secret as to why. He works hard. He has some really good techniques. And, you know, I just want some of those to rub off on me.
When you look at a guy like that, he's going into his 12th year.
Yeah, awesome.
Can you imagine playing this league that long?
Yeah, I can. Okay. But, you know, that's you know, you got to get there first. And then all respect, hats off to him for getting there.
Now, you may be, at all the guys they signed, among Jaguars fans, maybe one of the more overlooked. Everybody's been talking about Calais Campbell and A.J. Boye. But there's an element that you can bring to this tight end group. People ask me all the time, where are the receptions going to come from the tight ends?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you believe it can come from you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, I look forward to it. You know, I don't do much talking. I do a lot of playing. You know, I show what I got to do out there on the field. You know, I've been in the league for this long for a reason. And, you know, I look forward to some great football ahead of me.
Do you consider yourself blocking tight end, receiving, or is it a balance? Is it both?
It's definitely a balance. You know, you can't come on the field and just only catch passes. You can't come on the field and only block. It's a tight end. You got to be able to do both, and that's what I work on every day.
Okay, we'll go back to the loaded question now.
All right, let's do it.
Malik Jackson.
Oh, yeah, my man.
Long time with him. I mean, and it's a rare thing. People don't know you played high school with him.
Yes, sir.
Played at Tennessee with him. It's very unusual in this league. Mm-hmm. How much influence, if any, did he have on you coming here, and how comfortable has he made the transition for you?
Man, you know, it was more about the coaches and the organization.
Right.
You know, he's on the defensive side of
sure.
the ball, but you know, it added a key element with him being here as you know, one of my good friends. And he's made the transition really comfortable. You know, as soon as I signed, I went to his house and stayed
right.
there a couple of weeks, and he's made it nice, and he's an awesome person and an awesome ball player as well.
Gotcha. Back to social.
All right, Michael. James wants to know, what's your favorite restaurant in Jacksonville?
Favorite restaurant in Jacksonville. There's some good ones. I would have to say North Beach Fish Camp on Atlantic Beach. You got to try that if you haven't went there. It's some good seafood. It's right there off the water.
I thought you were going to throw Sbarro's out there.
No.
All right.
That doesn't make it.
All right. As far as this team, have you gotten a feel yet for how they will use the tight end position? Is it a tight end friendly scheme that they're going to use? And do you feel like you fit into it?
Oh yeah, Coach Hackett. You know, he knows how to utilize the tight ends. You know, sitting in the meetings, he puts us all over the place on the board, and then when we get out there to the field, that's exactly what he does. You know, we're in the backfield, we're out wide, we're lined up in the 3-point stance, and Blake distributes the ball really well. And like I said, I look forward to a lot of balls coming my way as well as all the receivers.
Without giving away too much in terms of scheme, do you anticipate multiple tight end? I mean, is it going to be a situation where you guys are on the field together a lot?
Yeah, definitely. We've been doing that, and you know, that's why we have so many tight ends. And yeah, I look forward to, you know, multiple tight end sets a lot.
What does that give an offense when you go two tights? It's probably the most balanced formation, correct?
Yeah. Two tights gives an offense a real advantage. You know, you can see what kind of formation they're in as far as, you know, man zone and stuff like that. And when you got a bigger guy on a smaller guy, you know, advantage offense right there.
One of my notes here is to get you to sing, but you've already nixed that.
I'm not going to do that, man.
That's another. No modeling either? Nothing?
No modeling, except for right now, you know.
All right, I like that. I like that. As you look at this offense, what do you see its potential in terms of, there's a lot of young guys still. Skill positions quite young, and there's questions about Blake, but where do you see it going?
You know, me being a part of this offense, I have high goals for, you know, myself as well as all my other teammates, and I think we could be one of the top offenses in the league. You know, coming from Oakland last year, I saw the things that we were able to do on offense, and I see a lot of leadership qualities in Blake and how he can really take the wheel and take this offense to the next level.
And we talked before we came on, there are some similarities in terms of with the Raiders. They were a team when you were first there, sort of trying to break through. They had been close. There was talent. Sounds like the same story for this team.
Yeah.
Do you see similarities? And then how does a team get over that hump, if you will?
I definitely see similarities. And you know, in terms of getting over the hump, You know, it's just what I had said earlier. You, you bring a guy like Tom Coughlin in here, you bring a guy like Coach Marone, and you know, you really change the culture around here, and that's the only way to do it. And you do it, you know, nose forward, and you know, I just look forward to it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Back to social for one more.
All right,
Michael. This last one comes from Travis. He wants to know who's the toughest person you've ever had to block.
I'd have to go with my dog. Calais Campbell, man. I blocked him when I was in Oakland. He was playing for the Arizona Cardinals, and he's a big man. He's a big man, and now I'm just glad he's on my team. But I still got to go against him in practice. So,
what is it about him that makes him so tough? Because he's not, in terms of your edge rusher, not your classic speed guy. Is it technique? Is it veteran savvy? Is it strength? What is it?
Yeah, it's a little bit of all of it. It's you know, his technique is really good, and you know, just his physical stature. You know, his arms are long. He's real big, and he's got the weight. And you know, when you put that together with technique, you know, it's really hard to get that guy moving.
Is he a guy that, even on offense, I know he's on defense, so he speaks to them more. Just what he brings in terms of being a 10-year guy, in terms of having been there, he's clearly a leader. Does that rub off on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, definitely. You know, after I blocked him, you know, the first day we going back and forth on the field, and he grabbed me aside in the locker room and, you know, was giving me some tips and everything. And a guy like that to do that, you know, on the other side of the ball, you know, that's a real team player. That's a leader.
I got you.
Yeah.
Michael Rivera, we appreciate you joining
Thank
us
you.
Very much. We appreciate you playing along.
Yeah.
We will get you to sing at some point.
Oh, no.
So,
no.
But we appreciate it very much. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm John Osier, and that's been Michael Rivera on Ozone Live.